We're live here as darting across Connecticut at Drago's Kitchen in Granby, and they are open for business. Stefan Drago, who is the owner-operator here, joining us on Brian & Company. First of all, thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
I haven't had a bite of food yet, but I love it.
It's coming.
and I can't wait. And I talked about it earlier in the week how, and again, we already talked off mic, but like the menu is really cool. And just to tell people, first of all, a little bit about your backstory, because you're from here, but you had to leave here to come back here to do what you're doing
Yeah,
now.
Born and raised in town in Granby. Moved after graduation, moved to Nashville, Tennessee to pursue a career in the music business. And then after...
As a musician?
As a musician. I was a singer-songwriter. And then I got so burnt out. I learned so much more about music that it kind of took the fun away from it for me. But I thoroughly, since I was 14 years old, been in kitchens and loved cooking. I always gravitated towards work. And so at that point, I graduated and decided, okay, well, I want to be a chef. How am I going to do this? So School of Hard Knocks came knocking, and I learned under as many chefs as I could find every year, going to a different cuisine, different chef, different restaurant.
So higher end stuff, or
higher, yeah,
a little bit of bear kind of deal.
We started low at the, you always start at the bottom of the totem pole, and I just climbed my way to the top. And after 4 or 5 years in Nashville, decided that it was time to move back home, and started a sous chef job in downtown Hartford, and kind of kept moving my way through the ranks, and finally got my big break at the Society Room of Hartford. They opened up and were looking for an executive chef, and they hired me to come on board, and I was there for a good 15 years, built that company, and had a great time learning a different end of a way of cooking and doing the high end weddings and volume cooking and bulk cooking, doing 250 meals all at once, and
right. Which is not an easy task.
No, it's not. It's just
to
a
make
different,
it good.
Correct. Yeah, I mean that's the hard part. Is you're in such a beautiful building, if you've ever been there,
yeah,
and you challenge yourself to make the most beautiful food that you can, because it needs to be restaurant quality.
It's amazing. So because you think about it, like cooking for like five people and plating it is one thing, but for 150 people and have it be hot
and make
and
it
good,
look like you're at a fine dining restaurant,
yeah, that's
is
really
crazy.
Really tough. It
Absolutely.
Must have been intense stuff. So what sort of prompts you to shift from that and open up a breakfast and lunch place in your hometown?
Well, one is it brings you back to your roots, right? As a chef, you always want to have your own place. You want to share. I mean, I've spent 25 years learning how to cook and learning how to do all this. And, for me, I was like, let's do it for yourself and do it in your hometown. Like, what a cool story.
How's it going?
It's going great. I mean, we just celebrated a year last Friday.
And you do a catering business too.
I do catering as well. I absolutely love catering. I love the challenge of cooking in a different person's kitchen or in a field. Or it's just every day is different. As far as the menu here, it's eclectic. It's elevated. Elevated comfort food is what I call it. But to me, I challenge myself to be the best. That's what a chef should do.
Bacon smell is killing me. It's just starting to waft in from the kitchen, and it's
getting ready for the day.
I know. Stefan Drago joining us from Drago's Kitchen. Is it Mill Pond Road?
Mill Pond Road.
Yeah, in Granby. And yeah, the menu, before I go any further, like, what are your one or two favorite things on the menu? Because there are some cool things that stick out.
I bring in my Southern influence, right? So when I started my career down south, yeah, I've got chicken and waffles. I've got biscuits and gravy. We make our own biscuits. I make my own gravy. I do a Southern-style gravy with an Italian twist because I'm Italian.
Nice.
So I use like Italian sausage. So it's just got a different flavor profile. It's not like overly spicy, but it's just got a great flavor profile. Corned beef hash, one of my favorite dishes wherever I go, whether it's a Reuben or it's corned beef hash for breakfast, I always ask, is it out of a can or is it fresh?
Yeah.
If it's fresh, I'll try it. And, my goal was to make the best corned beef hash in Connecticut, and I hope we have it.
Sold. And that's, it's one of those, when there's some situations you have no choice? Like, I have no choice. That is what I will be eating this morning. And is it a disservice to put a little hot sauce on there, too?
No, I make my own hot sauce, too. So as long as you're using my hot sauce, you're in good shape.
And I'm going to have to... You reserve a biscuit to take to my wife after the show?
Of course.
Okay. I'll put all my orders in and come down and check it out. It's been open a year. And again, he does the catering business out of the kitchen as well. And, I'm curious about the clientele. I mean, it takes time. Breakfast is like a rhythm thing, right? And obviously, a lot of people, the weekend business is a weekend business. But, there are people who, whether it's retirees or people coming through, it takes time to build up that business. I mean, since you're from here, here? Have you like seen old buddies come in? And
oh,
like,
for sure.
Like, has it
the
been...
funnest part about this project is just seeing people that I grew up with, and you know, every so often it's just a new face peeping through the. You know, I always tell people it's in, you know, I put it online. Come and pop your head in the kitchen. I'm, you know, I'm no stranger. I want to see everybody. Sometimes I can't get out of there because I'm a little too busy. But,
yeah.
You know, weekends are tough. But.
We're talking with Stefan Drago from Drago's Kitchen here in Granby, and I want to get everything in, and as time goes by so quickly. How's the inflation issue? You know, we've talked our face off about eggs. You and I had a brief conversation off mic about it. I'm amazed that the wholesale price you're paying is actually more expensive.
It's painful.
Than if I go to Trader Joe's or Costco or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, people don't realize. They think you own a restaurant, you own a business, and you're pricing. Oh, you're getting the best prices in town.
Right, because you have scale.
Right, but you know, the volume, they kind of got you. The volume that we go through in eggs, you know, I was telling you, I go through, what, 75 to 100 dozen eggs.
So are the distributors screwing you, and it's not the problem of the – it's not a – are they –
No,
they,
I think – in grocery stores, right, they put those sale items on, right? So they know that if they can get you to go in for that $5 dozen of eggs, you're going to buy $100 worth of groceries, right? So they're probably taking a hit on that or breaking even on it, whereas, you know, for me, I need to get eggs and I need a bunch of other stuff as well. But
so they're not leveraging you because they have you over the barrel?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, most places, they're all very similar. You know, at this point in the game, you do your due diligence, and there's three or four places around that I can buy from. And I, you know, every week I have to take that extra time to, you know, make sure that I can save as much money as I can to keep us afloat, so I don't have to charge more money for, you know, we were talking about surcharges for eggs. I don't want to do that.
I
haven't done it yet. Everybody's doing it. Waffle House is doing it. Yep. I heard Denny's, I think, just announced. You know, I don't want to. At some point, I'm probably going to have to. I mean, I'm taking a huge hit on it, obviously. But, you know, my hope is that I can build it into the menu prices and that we'll be able to stay the course. But I think from what I hear, it's a good 8 months till those prices come down.
Is that
the word on the street is it's 6 to 8 months.
And what month are we in? Two or three?
Two. Yeah, I mean, we're probably in two.
It's incredible. And you will get, like, prices – on a regular, like you say, what is it this
week?
Weekly
price.
It'll change
three or four different places.
Week to week.
Yep, and they fluctuate. I mean, they haven't gone down. They fluctuate, meaning they go up.
Are you? And stuff never seems to go down. But in this case, in 8 months, it has to come down.
Part of it I get. You know, I understand that there's a deficit in chickens, and they take a while to, obviously, you have to replenish those crops, right? So they take, what is it, six months
yeah,
until
they can
lay. So I mean that makes sense, because if you think about it, 6 months the chicken, they've already started, right? They're replenishing now. 6 months later they're going to be ready to go, and it takes 2 months to get them to the shelves. But we haven't run out, so that's why I don't really completely understand the absolute inflation of pricing.
Yeah, you wonder. You know,
they're,
you wonder
they're not saying, hey, you can only buy a dozen because that's all we have in stock.
And somebody's making money.
Yeah, no. Someone's making money.
Don't tell anybody. Listen, we're super thrilled to be here. We love highlighting towns in Connecticut, and I have tons of respect for people who take the risk. You know, you're a father and a husband, to take the business risk to bet on yourself. I mean, I just think it's amazing. You should be proud of it.
It's been a fun road.
And people should come down and support businesses.
Yeah, please, come
like
check
this.
Us out.
Yeah, Drago's Kitchen here in Granby.